The National Transport Authority has published a draft plan to double bus services around Galway City. It's holding a public consultation on a redesigned bus network, expected to see more routes, increased frequency and a new 24-hour service linking the west and east sides of the city. Proposals form part of the Galway City Bus Connects plan, aimed at bringing about what's described as a fundamental transformation of public transport. We've been hearing more about the plan from Hugh Cregan, Deputy CEO of the National Transport Authority.
Well, this is a new network for Galway City, designed from the ground up, a complete fresh look. And the type of benefits it gives to Galway is it's got more routes that run at high frequency, so there's more routes that run 15 minutes or better. More people are within a walking distance of bus stops than they are currently. There's more areas covered than the current network covers. There's improved evening and weekend service and a new 24-hour east-west service to be installed as part of the network. And overall, that gives a 50% uplift in bus service for Galway City, which should help provide more choice to the people across the city.
Will it serve more areas? Will it bring services or more frequent services to areas that don't have that frequency or service at the moment?
Yes, the network took a fresh look at what areas of cities were growing, where the new services needed to be put, and therefore there are new bus services being added in areas where there weren't bus services before, and the growing areas of cities have also been catered for with more frequent service, with the overall objective of trying to make the bus system more useful to more people across Galway City.
So what kind of feedback then are you interested in getting from people?
The network is there for public consultation. We're looking for people to review it. We may not have got all of the details right, so we are looking for the local input to be able to refine the network, address any deficiencies that may be in the network, and hopefully at the end of it we end up with a finalised network that gives us a fit-for-purpose bus system for Galway City.
Now, what it doesn't address or what isn't included in this is changes to the transport infrastructure in terms, for example, of more bus lanes. Is it possible to deliver a significantly improved service without that kind of allocation of road space to public transport?
A better bus network is a better bus network, even if it's running on existing streets. But we do, over time, want to see improved bus priority to try and improve the bus flow through Galway City and improved reliability and the punctuality. And a lot is happening on that front at the moment, and in particular Galway City Council are bringing forward their cross-city link proposals, which provides a high level of bus priority through the central area for buses. And a new network is designed to build on that and take advantage of that priority that project is providing.
So really they do go hand in hand then, the bus lanes and the increased services?
Very much so. So Bus Connects Galway is a package of measures. The network redesign is just one part. The infrastructure improvement is another part. And building on top of that, there are other elements such as improved ticketing systems, accepting debit and credit cards, and transitioning all the vehicles to zero-emission electric vehicles. It's a full package that will take a number of years to deliver, and the network redesign is the most fundamental part of it.
Yeah, I suppose the big challenge is getting people to switch from the car to a bus. In circumstances perhaps where that bus is stuck in exactly the same traffic that the car would be stuck in and taking a long time to get anywhere.
That is the challenge. We do have to improve bus speeds, and therefore complementing the new network has to be bus infrastructure provision where the buses are given priority and not caught up in traffic congestion, because we do have to make it competitive and more attractive to people, and the way to do that is going to be to build the infrastructure that allows the buses not to be caught up in traffic congestion.
You're making the point that Galway is perhaps one of our most rapidly developing cities. There's a population, I see you citing it here, expected to grow by 40,000 by 2040. What proportion of that population, of the citizens of Galway, would you hope to see using public transport, leaving the car at home? And how would that compare, your ambition compare with the situation today?
Well, it will take time to fully develop the system and make it attractive to more people. But over time, we'd expect to see a mode share of in excess of 20%, 25%, 30% for public transport. And remember, we're also trying to improve, under Bus Connects Galway, the cycling infrastructure, and we expect to see similar high take-up of cycling in the years ahead. So with the rollout of Bus Connects in all its forms, we would expect to see significant levels of bus passengers and cyclists being able to use those systems in the future.
And that's Hugh Cregan of the National Transport Authority.